Reprise. Bonjour Paris. Today I feel free. I have been walking with myself for the last few days, and today I walk like someone in love. Little dances that I predicted last week have been translated into something more profound and more aligned with who I am. That is tears of joy. For the past few days, I have been walking with myself and trying to soothe her. But I know now, she doesn't need soothing. She is always there. She is everything that I have become. And I just need to go where she is and walk with her, with myself. Always focused, deliberate, until it becomes automatic and still. I will focus on deliberately walking with her, wearing the same fabulous designer vibes on the same ground or water. I'm living on a boat in Chelsea for Charlie's sake. Who's Charlie? If I tripped Paris, I want you to know that it wasn't the Quai Royal, nor it was the old-fashioned. It wasn't the cobblestone streets where my Parisian home belongs. It was me, straying from her, from our common ground, from everything that I want. It was me being distracted by things I don't want and trying so hard to turn them into everything that I want. Today, I understand why it didn't take long to feel this way again. Free, in love, clear. If anything, it should have been instantaneous once I reach her within. It's reaching her that I, perhaps, was out of practice at. Only slightly, fortunately. Now bring in the morning coffee. With soy milk if you have. Otherwise, un double espresso, ça marche merveilleusement. I have been running every single day come rain or shine for the last 2 days, and it's been sunny every day. Even exceeding my goals of 5 minutes each time, woohoo! I have finally finished translating all the poems in my old book published over 20 years ago for bilingual republication, and I realized that I had written down this path with self a long time ago, yet I can only understand it now. And I want you, Paris. I want her, and I want you too. And I know I can have two. You are part of what she's become. Parisian partout. I came back to you after years over a year ago, Paris. Just before I turned 40. I came back to you with myself. I called it walking down the old path with my new self. I had left behind everything and everyone that had pulled me away from her over the years, and I was so sure of myself I wasn't looking for anything or anyone else. I was free. Approaching 40, and it was the first time that I felt that my life belonged to me and me only, that my life was in my hands. No, closer. Closer than my neck veins. My life was within me. I was in love with myself, with all that I had become. I'm grateful to have been exposed to things I don't want, that I felt a strong push toward everything that I want, Paris. That journey showed a further path that was still in the dark before. A broader landscape that I couldn't see this clearly before. A new vantage point. That journey is done. And what a beautiful one it was. Merci. Today, I feel free. I have changed the logo for Imagine Paris and Imagine Paris podcasts using an image of me in Paris from October last year, with a cigarette in hand for a cinematic effect. taken by an Indonesian friend with my daughter's vintage digital camera for an untouched effect. And this is me, succeeding in making this, instead of a bi-weekly, a weekly podcast. I am in love. And this time, it is unconditionally. Let's try again, shall we? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? C'est une reprise. Je suis toujours là. Le 14 décembre 2025. Je t'embrasse.